And this won't be coming up in sports, but I'll just tell you anyway. Joe Paterno's wife has come out and said Joe is not sick and not retiring. So he'll be back at Penn State.
Again. Again.
Apparently there were internet rumors that he was sick and retiring, so she put her foot down for him this time and said he's coming back.
Yeah.
I'm not taking him back home.
Yeah. Think about that. How much fun could he be to live with? Saturday afternoons. Yeah, they put him up in the ball. You know, they put him in the press box there. All right. Even when you're looking, guys, this is about us. I mean, they don't necessarily say this, but this is about us. Even when we're looking, our brains don't always register what's really there.
We paid money for that?
Yeah, really.
I was going to say. I mean, I could have told you that.
Dan Simmons is the author of a book called The Invisible Gorilla. Explains why these illusions can be dangerous. When we're looking for something specific, we can miss the things that we don't expect. For instance, a driver watching for other cars might not see the pedestrian or motorcycle right in front of them. In one study, participants were asked to watch a video of a basketball game and keep track of how many times the ball was passed.
Was it A&M Prairie View?
No. Was that a lot? Did that happen a lot?
I could not pay attention to a lot of that game.
The deal is over half of them failed to notice the person in the gorilla suit who walked across the screen. Thus, the invisible gorilla. Thus, we're guys. Well, you want us to pay attention to something else? Wait a minute.
Hey, I'll tell you a good story about not seeing something right in front of you.
Yeah.
My oldest bought me a bumper for my truck. You know, one of those big grill guard things.
Oh yeah, so you can run over pedestrians.
Exactly. Yeah. This was a couple years ago. So I walk out to my truck, and she's walking out with me to show me this new bumper, and there's a big bow on the front of it. This was Christmas 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I walk right out, and I see the bow, and I say, who the heck put a bow on my truck? I didn't even notice the grill guard. I just noticed, why is there a bow on my truck?
Nicely done, Dad.
Yeah, and she just looks at me like, something else, something else, something else.
So all that stuff Mom said was true. Yeah, he won't even notice. All right, we got carpal tunnel syndrome to worry about. We got BlackBerry thumb to worry about. Now we've got CVS, not the drugstore. Computer vision syndrome. That's right, 70% of us have it.
Of course we do.
We can blame it on the computer. It only takes about 2 hours of use a day to wind up with CVS. That's dry, irritated eyes, headaches, and fatigue, the primary symptoms. The best defense against CVS, computer vision syndrome.
Unemployment?
No, it's where you get your utilities cut off, you can't sit in front of your computer. It's the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look away from the computer. Focus on something 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds.
Get up and go bother somebody in the cube next to you for a while.
Could do that if you're having to work.
Stop both of you from working.
How's the traffic out there? Traffic's pretty quiet. I don't know how many people are working this week.
Very few.
I was surprised when I pulled up yesterday and saw that there were quite a few cars in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, to the point that I even muttered to myself on the elevator. Self.
Muttered?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just, it's always conjures an image, you know. Yeah. Got to make the donuts. Yeah. I thought, you know, we might should have done a show yesterday, but no, well, it's too late now.
Yeah, by the way, you know, that's what I need.
And then I heard a complaint later on in the day about how y'all weren't on the air this morning. Okay, great.
Well, that's not true. Y'all were on the air from earlier.
We just weren't on live.
If I ask you to find a specific segment, do you think you might be able to?
Probably.
Well, I got an email based on.
Are you talking about from the show yesterday?
Yes, from the show yesterday.
We can probably find that for you pretty easily.
Okay, we're talking about the movie The Bear. The Bear Bryant movie with Gary Busey. Did we do that yesterday? Because here's what happened is I got an email from a person who does research for us in College Station saying that a listener had, in fact, seen them and said, hey, I need you to verify what the guy said on the radio this morning, which I guess meant yesterday morning, not knowing that we were actually not here.
That we were absent.
Yeah, and I just don't know if you remember if we did a segment on Bear Bryant and Gary Busey and all that
We did
stuff.
One on We've Never Been Licked, because the big deal was Fred Mertz may have slept here.
That's right. You ever think about that? That's kind of interesting. Well, you know, that's the other thing I thought about the first time I've seen it five or six times, but remember one of the times that I watched it, I'm going, okay, they're in this house just off campus. Well, that could have been a house down the street from where I was living, because I lived right off campus. So, you know, it could have been right there. So I'm thinking it was over closer to, you know, Billy Goat Bridge Park, but I think it's Bryson Park. But anyway, so we didn't do anything, to your knowledge, specifically about that.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, I know
think,
we have. But, and again, but, just anyhow, I'm going to tell them that it was bogus because we didn't talk about it yesterday. In the meantime, just because Chase really hasn't augured himself into the floor yet this morning, I thought
he was halfway.
He was almost there.
It was off the air though. Yeah. So.
The Wall Street Journal has done an analysis that finds that nearly 100 banks that received federal bailout funds may still fail. That could still happen.
That's great.
It is. Now here's the deal. Federal Accounting Standard 157, the banks get to play their little shell game. Remember this thing where they took these mortgage-backed securities, and that was the bad thing because they mixed in a whole lot of bad mortgages, and they sold those things off, and that's what happened is everybody kind of bought into that, and then when the...
Oh, yeah, because the return was just, you know, outrageously high. Then
right, exactly.
Then the problem was, oh, they can't pay those mortgages.
That's right.
Only outrageously high if they paid the bill.
Well, you know, then Congress said, well, we're going to tighten that up. Well, you know, as Congress will do, they come up with this great-sounding bill, and then... Well, we have political pressure, so there's nothing but compromise in there. So the financial reform package that they put together is not strong enough to stop what they should have stopped. So consequently...
No, let's be honest. I think everybody said that right off the bat, that it wasn't going to, you know, affect the actual problem.
And it's not. So the same bailed-out banks, again, are writing these things called credit default swaps, okay? And they're holding them. So what that's doing, and matter of fact, Citigroup, they especially talk about Citigroup, has been writing credit default swaps for the state of California. They did that this last year. I don't know if y'all know this or not. California's broke, okay?
Has been for a while.
It has. And so as a result, now what's happening is it not only California, it's other states and it's other cities who are out on the hook because they're going to have to raise property taxes because of rising pension and health care costs for their employees and retirees.
That they're obligated to pay.
And there are three folks here on the radio who don't have pensions, you know. Just
yeah, but I want one. Can we sign up for
yeah,
one?
Really? Yeah, where do I sign?
I want somebody to be on the hook to pay me money.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and do that because there's so many people who are. And the problem
I'm saving
is,
my own money, and that just...
Like doing that because, you know what, I'd rather have a new truck, quite frankly.
And Chris Christie, who is the governor of New Jersey and promises he's not running for president.
Yes, he is.
He is the guy who is talking about this anytime he can get a microphone so that you understand how bad off they are in New Jersey.
Does he realize he talks about this enough they're going to put him under a building in New Jersey?
Yeah, well, they might. It's happened before.
You know if you talk about it so much that you're on camera all the time, they can't afford to put him under a building.
You know which state is the worst state in America, U.S. America, for pensions? You have any idea?
Michigan.
Yeah.
I would have thought so, too. It is Illinois.
Really?
Illinois is on the hook every year to pay out twice as much money as they take in. Already twice as much money as they take in.
Even if you're not good at math, that's not going to work out.
No, it's not. That would be Illinois. Hello?
Well, you guys are just heartless and have no compassion.
I know.
Yeah, that's
Do you
true.
Have a pension, sir?
Do you have a pension?
Yeah. I thought I detected a tongue firmly placed in a cheek. Wanted to check.
At the same time, we are so gloriously happy that Texas is one of the fastest growing states, as we've had reported. We're going to get 4 new congressional seats, and that's going to be wonderful. But again, think of the profile of the people who are moving into Texas. Those are people who have lost jobs someplace else. They're coming here. We're kind of like Las Vegas on steroids. You know what I mean? I'm going to go there
without the gambling.
Right, because they're going to have to be jobs. Well, no, you know, they're not. They don't have to have jobs here. They don't. And they don't have to be high paying jobs.
And I think,
it's pretty hard to move when you're unemployed, Scott.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Now, one of the things that Texas has always been on the front, you know, we're not big spenders when it comes to pensions and for child services and things like that. Texas is not on the higher end of the tier right there. But my concern is the people who have the mindset who believe that things need to be better. Like, we need to have more.
Can't they just keep moving to Colorado?
Yeah,
well,
no,
because I mean, they've already ruined that
and,
state.
And Scott, I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Well, no, it only takes there's a tipping point in there somewhere that it only takes a certain number of them to move here before one or two of them get elected to the legislature.
Exactly right. And then you start to see the profile of the state shift. And one of the things, especially in Austin, that they're trying really, really hard to do is maintain a balance so that rural Texas still has some kind of standing in the Texas House.
Ha.
And it's getting to be more and more difficult. It's really getting to be difficult.
Guffaw.
Good luck
with that.
As a result, I mean, we are a state that has a whole lot of things going on, and you get to the point now.
And what rural Texans are going to find, and because I'm from this cloth, I'm not of it, but I'm from it, and that is, you know, yellow dog Democrats, and a rural yellow dog Democrat is not the same as a Fifth Ward Houston Democrat.
No. Lloyd Doggett.
Nothing close.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. Lloyd Doggett would have nothing to do with people in East Texas, except they're both D's.
No, you're exactly right.
And where we're seeing it already.
By the way, yeah, to anyone who wants to move to Texas, and yeah, I've said this on the radio before, and in fact, I have no problem grandfathering it back to May 24th, 1976, for obvious reasons. Anyone who moves to Texas is fine. I think we should greet them. You know, we have the Brazos bounty thing. We should come up with a Texas bounty thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But in the welcome packet is their form to fill out for the state income tax.
Yeah. I like that. Anybody who moves in after a certain date?
Absolutely.
We're grandfathered without it?
Sure.
I like it.
If you're born in Texas, yeah, you know, as a former sovereign nation,
uh-huh,
if you're born in Texas, great. If you're not, then sign here, and this will be your state income tax.